You have to hear this. Okay, Anna, let him have it. Let's hear what's going on with your family. What's up?
So I'm having a mini freak out right now.
Okay, well, breathe deeply. You're fine. Everything's going to be okay. What's this about?
I have a 17-year-old daughter, and she's about ready to go to college next year. So, you know, of course, we're talking about, you know, where she's going to go and how she's going to pay for all of it. And that's where this freak out starts. She just totally blew me away. She's like, don't worry, I have a plan to pay for college, my living expenses, my car, my insurance, my gas, everything. I'm like, oh, this sounds good, right?
Well, I think a lot of people would love to know this plan because it's expensive.
She thinks she's going to sell her virginity online to the highest bidder.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, yeah, haha, this is a joke. But no, she is not kidding. She said she saw some girl online that did the same thing. This girl sold her virginity to some Japanese businessman for $2.6 million.
Well, okay, she was a model. I saw that same story. I mean, I'm sure your daughter's beautiful, no offense,
like,
but
lying.
Right. Of course she's a model, so, you know, that drives the price up. But, I mean, my daughter's thinking she's going to get anywhere between, like, $150,000 to $300,000.
I mean, what? Where can you do the research for this kind of thing? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, I guess she's actually done the research. So there's a couple things going on with me right now. I mean, first of all, at 17, I'm like, wow, you're still a virgin. I mean, thank God, right?
Yes.
She's had a few boyfriends, so I was kind of surprised and kind of happy. But the second thing is, this is just disgusting. It's like some rich dude is going to pay big bucks to sleep with my daughter and take her virginity. I mean,
oh, it sounds so, oh, God. Yeah. Just,
I mean, it's weird to think about any guy doing that with your daughter.
Right. I mean, I don't know why I would think it would be better that some, like, awkward teenage kid is taking that from her, but evidently it doesn't matter what I think because she's actually started the process.
Which is what?
She's taken pictures of herself and she sent them to an appraiser to find out her value. You know, like she's some, I don't even know. Like,
well, she is going up on the auction block, literally.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then there's a contract. She showed me the contract that covers travel expenses, covers all the expectations, the doctor's note, you know, that confirms that she says what she says. And then there's even an escrow account set up and how that works.
Wow, she's really into this. Now, I have heard of this, the one that came out last week or this week about the girl who sold it to the Japanese businessman.
Yeah.
That's the latest, but this has been happening for a while. This happens.
Oh,
it's crazy. Just like that, she's going to sell something that, truthfully, most of us gave away for free in the back of a car, right?
Yeah. I guess in hindsight, I'd rather have sold it for $150,000.
Maybe. I guess you got to give her credit for her ingenuity, but it's just so sad that kids feel like they have to sell their bodies to Europeans just so they can pay for an education. I mean, that's just so sad.
Oh, it really is. I mean, if that's not a problem, hello, this is what American kids are resorting to so they can get a career someday because they need the education. It's awful.
But she's trying to say to me, Mom, you really need to feel bad for the guy because, I mean, look at this loser. He's going to spend so much money just for this.
Or he's like a prince somewhere and he has a zillion dollars and he just wants to buy things like
this.
He's
got a bingo card full of virgins that he's trying to fill up.
Oh.
Needless to say, I haven't even told her father about this because he'll lock her in the basement. That'll be the end of it.
That probably should happen, actually. She should be locked up.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't even know if I should tell him and get him all upset because she's pretty much told me that as soon as she turns 18, she's doing this with or without our blessing. So I'm like thinking, should I just take out a second mortgage and give her the money so she won't do it? But I don't know. I mean, maybe if somebody wants to pay for it, why the heck not? I don't know.
I mean, you know, you bring up a good point. Sure, she could put it out there, see if she gets any takers. You know, what if they're only willing to pay $10,000 for it? You know, then I mean,
that's a hard no then.
Yeah.
I know. And you know, and I'm thinking, like, what does this do to your self-esteem, too? Like, really, what if she only gets a quote-unquote offer for $10,000? Is she going to think that there's something wrong with her? I mean, there's so many things going on here.
Well, and are you going to let her fly to wherever this is legal? I mean, where do you do this? Croatia? Germany? Japan? I mean, where does she have to go? I mean, just you.
I guess it depends on the highest bidder is. I don't know. It actually says that she has a bodyguard through the whole thing, and that's included in, you know, the fee that's paid. I'm just blown away that this is even a thing now. I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Well, I'm all for locking her in the basement because this is absolutely terrible. But, you know, she does bring up a good point. If it's not this guy who's willing to pay for it, it's going to be some guy that gets it for free. So there is that. I don't know what to say. I just hate all of it. It sounds terrible.
It really does. Yeah.
She has made up her mind already. She's like, hey, whether you support me or not, this is happening when I turn 18. So what choice do you have?
To do that much research at 17 about something? She's clearly very into it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get calls. Do you love it? Would you list it? Okay, so some of the reactions to love them or list them. Why is this even a question? Be a parent and tell her this is crazy. Oh, she did.
Yeah.
She's telling you, I'm going to do it when I'm 18, with or without your blessing. So that's why.
You can do whatever you want when you're 18.
Other people saying call the cops, have them teach her the lesson. This is prostitution. Oh. Has she seen the movie Taken? Is that about
that?
Like,
well, this?
Well, no, it's about like younger girls, probably around 18, going to Europe, and then they get
kidnapped. Yeah, they get taken in.
For
yeah,
that.
Much different thing.
Okay, here is a text from a first-time texter on Love 'Em or List 'Em. No, from someone who had a sugar daddy where unicorn was on the table. It really does make you feel different. Plus, your V-card should be something you give to someone you love. Okay.
But if you don't love them, shouldn't you maybe make $150,000?
Oh, God, Des.
I'm just looking at the other side.
There are a lot of people saying, oh, my goodness, I feel so bad that a child feels the need to do this. But as an adult, it really upsets me that I didn't think to do this.
Right?
Jeez.
Well, it does make you sick that they're so afraid to all that money that they're going to have to pay for college that they even think of something like this.
And Becca, you love this idea.
I do. I think, okay, first off, the problem with the conversation is that we're talking about somebody taking that from her. This is hers to give away. And if that's how she wants to do it, then she is a genius. And I'm pretty bitterly jealous myself that I didn't think of it. I think that we put so much focus on that first unicorn that...
Yeah.
It's just the thing.
Yeah. And it's so stupid.
I mean, if she can get college paid for, that's like a big high five for her for it. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's kind of like it's yours. You do what you want with it, man.
Do you have kids, Becca?
I do.
Okay. And so if your kids came to you and said, Mom, I'm gonna go off to Istanbul and I'm going to sell off my V card to some Turkish man, would you go along? Would you?
Well, I'd go with them. I'd
you
be
would.
Like, let's go on a trip, and can you pay for it with your newfound monies?
Wow! So you would sit at a coffee shop, full well knowing what's happening to your daughter, waiting for her to get done.
Well, I mean, how many parents sit in their house knowing that they've got, you know, their kid brings their boyfriend over?
Yeah.
And when you can get first class, right? That's great.
Right?
Oh, gosh. Even just the thought of... my daughter doing that is just killing me.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the thought that she had to send photos off to some appraiser who appraises her body value at between $150,000 and $300,000? Wow.
I don't know.
Okay. Good appraisal, but...
it's a lot of money.
So Becca's a fan, so we've got one love. Thank you very much. Let's see. Laura, do you love this idea too?
No, 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 and no.
Oh, why?
It's just... shows how our culture is. I mean, I heard you say earlier that, you know, this is what it's come to, that we have to do this to go to college. That's so not true. It's such a myth in our culture and society. And I think it's great this mom has this relationship that her daughter opened up to her that way. Mm-hmm. That is huge right there.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, along the way, there are so many other ways to go to college and do it the right way that could have been done along the way. And there's so many, think of every miss me pair of jeans that were purchased. I mean, there's so many things we could have said no to before we got to this point. And so I just think if she values her daughter and her safety, and if she's done any research into what the entry trade is like for beginning human trafficking. That is a huge common entry point. No, no, and no for this sweet girl.
Okay, a big no from Laura. Let's get to Stacy. Do you love or list this idea?
This is a hard list.
Why?
Because it is our job as parents to protect our children, and this is not protecting our children. And once she turns 18, if she does it anyway, you can't say you didn't try. But what if she does this and ends up seeing how easy it is to make money? It could turn into a way bigger problem than what it started out. She could turn into prostitution. You don't want things to come out of this negatively. And then what can it do to the marriage of the mother and father? What if is the mom going to let the daughter do it behind the dad's back and then he finds out later?
Oh, yeah, that's another good point. I have no idea. And how upset would he be with his wife?
Oh, he's going to be irate.
Oh, wow. Okay, thank you, Stacy. So one love so far, a ton of lists. I think we know where this is going. Linda, do you hate it too?
No, I actually think it's a good idea.
So you would do this. Do you have kids?
Well, I wouldn't do this. I mean, I wouldn't want my kids to do this, but for her, that just shows she's a very independent woman. So, you know, you make your own money, you do what you got to do.
I mean, people keep bringing up the whole idea of her getting taken and all that, but would you have a broker involved, contracts, all expense paid?
Well, of course. Like, I mean, she sounds like she's already got it all planned out.
Yeah.
Know, is thinking ahead. I mean, when you do it the first time anyways, because you're in love, a lot of people aren't even with the people they do it the first time with, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of her rationale. Why give it away for free to some dumb teenage boy?
Well, somebody even just texted and said, guys, she'll be 18, so this truly does not matter what the mom and dad's opinion is. She could get mad and angry and then go, you know what? Then fine. I'm going to do it whether you like it or not and go.
Okay, Jackie, last call on this. Do you love it, or are you a list too?
I love it. The girl's a genius. I wish I would have thought of it when I was younger.
A genius?
Now, but would you let your daughter do this?
Hell yeah. I'm even thinking of talking to her.
No way, Jackie. Really?
Seriously, think about it. She's talking about bodyguards with her. What could possibly go wrong? Like you said, you're usually with somebody that is usually an idiot. At least the person, they're going to know what they're doing, hopefully, in bed. But, you know, it might be a better experience for her to begin with.
Jackie, what would you appraise your daughter at?
I think she'd go pretty damn high.
Really?
Why are we saying higher than 150,000, 300,000?
I'd say about that. She's got a pretty damn good booty on her.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, Jackie. Wow, I really hope this doesn't start a thing.
Well, it's clearly already a thing.
Yeah, but you know what? She's already talked about quitting school and being a stripper, and I'm like, please, please don't. Let's not go there.
How old is your daughter? Did you say that?
16.
Okay.
She's 16.
No. I mean, is this a classier route? I'm not sure.
Well, is it classy anyway? Right. But any way you look at it, I don't know.
Somebody said, what about STDs? Well, that's part of the, she has to have a doctor's visit with a doctor's note confirming that she is what she says she is and that she's disease free.
And so is the guy. Yeah, it goes both ways. Yeah.
Right. I was going to say, I would think that he would have to have the same thing, that he's disease free before he would even consider anything like that.
Oh. Well, and somebody else just said, hopefully she's reading the contract top to bottom, because most likely they're going to take a lot of the money.
This is just so sad.
It is sad
that it's sad all around.
Yeah, it really is. That this is the world. Oh, just awful. Well, like everyone's pointing out, she's doing it anyway. So I guess the best thing you can do is go with her, try to, you know.
You have to be there to try to protect her.
The best you can, yeah. And hopefully she doesn't go, wow, this is a much faster way of making money.
I know.
But then again, it is only special the one time.
Yeah.
Once you've spent that penny, she's gone.
Right, because you can't go back to just, you know, work in the streets. That's not as financially good.
Yeah,
it's not a BOGO coupon.
Okay, well, we'll definitely follow up on this one. This will be the one that people want to know, whatever happened to Anna's daughter.